update. Moving 92.5.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today is the creepy guy at the gym.
I don't know that for a fact. Oh, okay.
His name is John, and he emailed us because the girl that he wants to call today, he met her at the gym. So I'm just assuming that he's the creepy guy at the gym.
Hey, you want some help? You want me to spot you on your squats? Like, get down low. You got to get down real low. Like, lean into it with your butt. Like, do you want me to clean up after you? I'll follow you around and clean up all the benches that you're on with sweat. Like, you're sweating a lot, but it looks hot. Is that you, John?
Yes, it's me, but I'm not what you just described, but thank you.
No problem. Your email said that you met the girl you want to call today for a second date update at the gym.
Yeah, we were in the same spin class, and we've been in the same class for actually a few weeks. So.
Oh, so you've been eyeing her for a while.
Yeah, I was kind of positioned. I was always in the back row right behind her.
And what did I say about creepy?
Yeah, I think Jubal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Climb that hill. He's a Tour de France right now. You're looking good up there in front.
I know. It's not sounding good for me. I realize that. But I'm actually a decent human being. I promise.
Did it take you a while to work up the courage to actually ask her out on a date?
You know, I was really into her right when I met her. But what happened was at some point I fell off the bike in the middle of the class. And I happened to draw a lot of attention.
How did you fall off the bike? How'd you do that?
They're stationary, you know? Like, they're not that
easy to fall. These bikes have clips in it, and I've never been good with the clips. And I was trying to get on the bike, and it just was not good. And it was
weird, bad.
But it was funny. And so it was. And she came up, asked if I was okay, and we started joking around. And clearly, there's clearly chemistry, and I just kind of asked her if she wanted to hang out sometime. And she said she was busy the rest of the week, but kind of flippantly, she said, you know, how about now?
How about now? Like, hang out right now?
Yeah.
Do you mean you guys had your date in the back of a spin class?
No. No. I live nearby, so we just went for a walk, and, you know, I walked to my place, and I made her dinner, and it was great.
Okay, hold on, though. You guys sat in the same clothes you were taking spin class in all evening and ate dinner in them as well?
No, she had her stuff from the gym, so she just asked to shower up at my place while I was making dinner, so it worked out great.
Oh, wow. My God. She totally went through your whole medicine cabinet to see what you're all about.
That's like a fantasy date, though. You ask someone out at the gym who you think is hot, and then all of a sudden she's at your house showering, like in the matter of hours?
Yeah, it was kind of awesome, I have to say. I mean,
it was kind of like,
yeah.
He wasn't thinking about making dinner at all. He was just thinking about hot naked girl in the other
room.
Right?
I mean, it was nice to know that she was using my shower, yes. I'm not going to say that I didn't enjoy that. But but hey, I cooked her a good dinner. I made her a really good, I mean, I make a great bolognese. I brought out the best wine I had, and it was good. We kind of made out a little bit. And
oh, nice.
We didn't sleep together or anything. You know, we just kissed. It was very innocent.
Okay. Dude, the whole thing sounds dreamy, to be honest.
Yeah, what went wrong?
Okay, so this is where I think I made my mistake, although I don't think it was really a mistake. After she left, I went into my bathroom and I found her. She had these like bright yellow and patterned like yoga pants.
Okay.
In my bathroom.
And you put them on.
I did. Actually, I did. Just as a joke,
Shut
I put them
up.
On and I took a selfie.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty funny.
No, listen to me right now. No woman ever wants to know that you fit in their pants. I am just going to lay that out there right now.
I clearly didn't fit, but that was part of the joke. So that's when I sent it to her. That was the whole point of the joke, is that I look ridiculous. And I thought I was just being silly, you know?
And what do you think she thought?
I don't know, because she never responded. And she...
she didn't respond?
Oh.
Dude, that's a big thing to just leave hanging there in
that's
the text world. Like, no response, not even a, like, happy face or...
Nothing.
Oh. Nothing. Wow. So you put on her pants, texted her a picture, and that's the last time you heard from her.
And I sent her another text saying, listen, hey, that was totally a joke. I was just trying to be funny. Do you actually want your pants back? And nothing.
Oh.
Dude, and I will say, to not respond to that, those yoga pants are freaking expensive,
yeah,
man.
Heard, yeah.
If she wants me to replace them, I will absolutely to replace them and whatever she wants, but I can't get a hold of her in any way. She won't get back to me.
Man.
How bad did you look in the pictures?
I mean, I look ridiculous. That was the point. I looked so bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe it was a turnoff. Maybe she saw the picture and she's like, now I can't.
Oh, no.
Like, I can never get that image out of my head.
That's really depressing, if that's right. But...
So, do you want to ask her for another date, or are you just trying to give her pants back?
I would love another date, because she's, like, I thought it was a great fit, and I thought she was...
The pants
just
or
like
her?
Pants.
Like, are you just trying to wear some more yoga pants?
No. I would like to get those pants back to her and apologize if I offended in any way, but I don't know what went wrong, and I feel bad if I drove her away from her gym. You know what okay. I mean? Like, it's a great gym. Yeah. I feel horrendous if I did that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and find out if you wearing her yoga pants ruined your chance at a second date, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Every time.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, I bet John, who is on the phone to do a second date update today, wishes he was dating in the 20s. You know, really? Back when you could try on a woman's yoga pants and you'd always get another date. Back in the 20s, they were switching up yoga pants left and right, but now really? You put on a woman's yoga pants and all of a sudden you're a weirdo creep. Right, John?
I am not a cross-dresser, okay? I am not.
It's okay if you are, John. You're in lovable company here.
No.
I don't even like yoga, to tell you the truth.
Well, you like wearing your date's yoga pants, and that might be a problem for you. If you're just joining us, John met Jillian, the girl he wants to call today, in a spin class. And after the spin class, they actually ended up going straight from there to his house to have dinner. And she showered over there to clean up after the gym and left her yoga pants. And after she left, he put on her yoga pants and texted her a picture, mm-hmm. hopefully to get her to laugh at the fact that he was wearing her yoga pants.
Yeah.
But instead, he got no response at all and hasn't even seen her at the gym. John, I'm sorry that your body is so disgusting in yoga pants that this woman will not call you back.
I'm actually in excellent condition, by the way.
Okay. I did forget an important question, though, because I'm just trying to imagine. I just meet this guy. He texts me a picture of yoga pants. It can either be really funny or really disturbing, depending on one thing. And that's what you did with your man area in that picture.
Ooh.
Did you tuck? Did you let it hang out?
Put a sock in it?
I don't need to tuck.
So you can't see it no matter what?
Yeah, maybe that's a problem.
I was just wearing yoga pants. I was just trying to look goofy and silly. I think I contorted my face. It was not a handsome photo.
Okay.
That was the point.
Well, we'll find out if that did you in, and that's the reason you're not getting a second date. We're going to call it right now, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jillian, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Jillian, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yeah, like the kind that's on the radio.
That's a really good descriptor.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what a radio show is, but why are you calling me?
Oh, I'm calling you because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yeah, it's a guy that you went on a date with.
What?
Mm-hmm. His name is John. And he looks pretty damn good in your yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's not good.
John emailed us about you because you aren't calling him back.
He emailed you and told you about me?
Yeah.
And told you about the photos?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he told us that you met at a spin class, went back to his house and had dinner. And then after you left his house, you also left your yoga pants there. And that's when he took it upon himself to put on your yoga pants and text you a pic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, from his description, your guys' date sounded dreamy.
The date was fine. I'm just not really feeling him.
Why is that? Is it because he texted you a picture of himself wearing your yoga pants?
It was definitely the picture, yeah.
Dude.
Wow.
I mean, it was risky, right? It could border, like, funny or super creepy. And apparently it went super creepy for you.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just think it's funny that he's wearing your yoga pants? I mean, he was trying to joke around. You can at least see the humor in that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I see the humor in the pants, but did he send you the photos? Have you seen them?
No, he's only sent them to you, I think, or maybe some friends. I don't know. But I'd like to see them. If you got them, you want to shoot them to me? I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to see them. They're creepy.
They're what? That bad?
Come on.
Yeah.
What's so
dude,
wrong with it?
It's the man area, isn't it?
No, it had nothing to do with him wearing my yoga pants.
Then what was so bad about the picture?
Yeah.
He's shirtless in the picture.
It's okay. Shirtless body that disgusting to you?
Really grosses you out?
No, he's got tattoos on his chest.
Oh.
Okay, and?
Well, on one side of his chest, he's got a gun.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Like a very intricate gun.
Okay. That can be a little jarring, maybe.
And then on the other side, he's got the words kill count.
Kill count?
Yeah, with a bunch of tally marks underneath it.
Whoa. Like he's a murderer?
What the hell?
That is creepy. All right.
No wonder you didn't go to retrieve your yoga pants.
Yeah, no, I know. And I want nothing to do with that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I interject? Can I step in now?
Sure, I guess.
I'm scared, so go ahead.
What's that?
John is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, and so that was him.
Are you kidding me? John's on the phone right now.
Hey, sorry. Please don't freak out. Can I explain this to you?
I cannot believe this is happening right now.
I can explain this. It's not at all what you think. I swear to God.
A gun with kill count? Is it what she thinks?
Okay, first of all, I didn't kill people. I hunt deer. I've hunt deer with my dad since I was a kid. That gun you saw is actually the tattoo of the rifle that I got from my grandfather. It's a Remington deer rifle, and the kill count is the number of deer that I hunt. And I'm a licensed hunter. I drive a pickup. I got barrels of shell corn in my truck.
You're not helping your case.
I just hunt deer. I don't kill people. I'm not, I'm not a gang guy at all. I just hunt, and I I'm a very responsible hunter. I prepare the venison. I store it. I use the whole deer, and that's all it is.
John, how do I know that you're telling the truth? How do I know that this is about deer hunting?
I don't have a criminal record.
That just means you've never been caught. Yeah.
Really good murderer.
Do I look like a murderer? Sure. I mean, would a murderer be in a spin class? Really?
A really good question.
No, murderers like to stay healthy too, okay?
this is just getting out of hand. This is super strange to me. I don't like guns. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Anyone can be at the gym, and I don't know. I have a bad taste in my mouth.
I totally understand that, but just to let you know, I'm a sane human being, and what's strange to me is how the yoga pants did not repulse you.
Yeah, no, I mean, the yoga pants thing was funny, but it's the fact that you have kill count written on your chest with a huge gun. You can't just send photos like that to people. I mean, you've got to explain that.
Plus, it's a really mixed message with those yoga pants on.
Yes, okay, I get it. I didn't really think of the optics on that, and I get your point, but I am not creepy. I will not hurt you. I am a good cook.
Yes? Yeah, you are a good cook. You have that going for you.
And did you like my bolognese?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, that was with venison. That's with venison that I murdered. And
are you sure you're a hunter?
Bad joke. My sarcasm is not coming across. It's just part of how I grew up, and there's no threat, I swear.
Even still, can you still be attracted to him if every time you guys hook up, you have to look at a gun and kill count on his chest?
What if I take a Sharpie and just put an S in front of the kill?
Skill count? That sounds much more refined to me.
Hey, Jillian, would you like to go out on a second date with John? We will pay for it. I don't know a lot of serial killers that make a good bolognese. And I know a lot of serial killers. They're usually bad cooks.
What?
Would you like to go out with him on a second date? We will pay for it.
Okay, as long as we don't talk about guns or anything like that.
No, I promise you, I will not bring it up. And I want you to be able to at least go back to the gym and hang out. I don't want to take that away from you. I feel bad about that.
Okay.
So okay, does that mean you're going to go out on another date or you're just going to go back to the gym?
Yeah, no, I'll go on another date with him.
Okay, make sure to call someone beforehand just in case.
Yes, thank you.
Jillian, are you glad to know that John's not a murderer?
Absolutely.
I don't want to see what other tattoos he does have, though.
Actually, John, do you have any other tattoos that I should know about?
Why don't we get together and talk about that?
Yeah, he definitely does then. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592 that says, would a murderer leave permanent evidence? Come on now.
Yes, they do might. It all the time.
Yeah, they do.
That's how they get caught.
Talking about today's second date update, if you missed it, this dude named John wanted to call Jillian. they met at the gym and went back to his place, kind of fooled around a little bit, and then she left. And she actually left her yoga pants there, and he sent her a picture wearing her yoga pants, joking around. And he thought that was the reason she wasn't calling back. But we got her on the phone, and we found out the reason that she wasn't calling back was because he did take that picture and send it to her. She thought the yoga pants was kind of funny, but she didn't like the tattoos that he had on his chest.
Yeah.
He had a tattoo on one side of a gun, and then on the other side, it said kill count and then notches. And apparently he's an avid hunter, and those are all the deers that he's killed.
Which, oh, I do have a bone to pick with him, because deer hunting, not that cool. I mean, if you're, like, notching down some elk you brought down with a bow, then we're talking, okay, buddy?
Somebody else texted in 78592 and said, who the hell keeps track of how many deer they've killed in their bodies?
Exactly.
I'm an avid hunter, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
it is a little strange.
And deer are kind of like forest rats. They're everywhere.
They did agree to go out again, though.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Because you figure a tattoo like that, if it's a big enough turnoff, she wouldn't want to see him again. But she decided to go out with him one more time.
And, like, imagine going to the beach with him. Like, stuff like that. Like, you got to show that off. Yeah.
Nobody's going to mess with you. Like, if he ever.
It's a good point.
Somebody's acting up at a bar and he takes off his shirt, they're going to be like, okay, fine, you win. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back. We'll give away another Vegas trip coming up in just a few minutes at 8:10.
Moving 92.5.